So it was announced today, no charges will be filed against the Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot Amir Locke, putting a new life into calls for police reform in the same city that saw George Floyd killed by police. For more on the decision, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ion Main, professor at University of Wisconsin Law School. Thank you so much for joining us. So lay out briefly why prosecutors weren't able to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt.
Thanks, Megan. Yeah, under Minnesota statute, it basically embeds what is the constitutional standard, which is what does a reasonably objective officer know at the time, and according to his or her training, what kind of threats did that officer detect? It's a really permissive standard, and it takes into account the fact that an officer may come upon a scene where things are quickly evolving, that it's unclear what's going on, but a reasonable officer, according to training, would act in a certain way, and it was reasonable to perceive those kind of threats. And in this case, both the Attorney General's office and the district attorney, looked at what that officer knew. And this is not me trying to excuse the officer, but the reasoning of the particular of this jurisdiction was that this officer knew that they were conducting a search warrant where there had been a homicide, and that high-powered rounds that can pierce police armor had been found at the scene, that these suspects were known to have been dangerous and prone to use violence, and therefore, because they saw an individual as they entered the apartment with a gun, that seemed, according to one officer, to be pointed toward him, force was justified in the eyes of the state.
What about the fact that there are reports that the video of the actual shooting doesn't correspond perfectly with the statements the officers gave? What happens in that kind of situation?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. I mean, video does permit the public to look at these scenes. One of the things about the standard, the objective standard, is, I know this may seem strange, but hindsight's not permitted. And I don't know if you've noticed this, and again, this is not to be sympathetic toward the officers by at all, but what I see over and over is newscasts showing the video slowed down, point by point, what's possible that it could have. But the point is this is really fast moving, right? Within 9 seconds, there's gunshots. I don't know. I imagine you've seen the video and some of your listeners have seen the video. But when the officers come in on a no-knock warrant, a lot of them are all screaming different things. And it's 6:30 in the morning, and this guy is waking up. But from the officer's perspective, there's someone standing up or starting to try to get up with a gun. And so their perception could definitely differ from what the video shows, right? And this happens all the time. And I think it's surprising to people. This is, regardless of the case that you're in, whether it's an officer-involved shooting or other cases, there's a lot of times there's some deviation between statements made by witnesses, but that's something that you expect in what's a human endeavor, and something that you expect where things are fast happening quickly. And looking at the statements of the officers, they're not so inconsistent with the video that it would be a clear kind of case of impeachment.
Okay, well, I want to talk about those no-knock warrants. The mayor of Minneapolis has put another ban on them, a further one, but I understand there's still exceptions. Do you think we could be seeing more situations like this going forward?
I can only hope so. I mean, this is kind of one of those things where you see reform based on tragedy after tragedy, but it is kind of where that tragedy occurred. For example, with the Breonna Taylor case in Louisville, Kentucky, soon thereafter that tragedy, the jurisdiction passed a ban on no knocks. And here you have an immediate response, some kind of executive response that says we're going to limit the no-knock kind of warrant. But as you note, this particular ban that's been issued by the mayor in Minneapolis has exceptions that seem to really reinstate what the previous standard was, which is if there's exigent circumstances and you believe there's a dangerous situation, you can use a no-knock warrant. I don't think it changes a whole lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for breaking all of that down for us. Ion Main, professor at University of Wisconsin.